Are you insane?
They are insane!
I'm Mike McCafferty. I just want to talk about Star Trek. I'm talking on my phone right now. And I want to apologize to you guys for not being as diligent with the recaps of Discovery. We've been five episodes away from Orville, but that is such a mess. I want to collect them all and talk about them all as like a group, because the Orville is doing some very strange things with storytelling, and the result is that they're just a lot of B stories, a lot of C stories, no A stories. Well, maybe I just talked about it right there. There it is. But I would like to dive into a little deeper, because it's fascinating to kind of juxtapose that versus Discovery, which seems to have too many A stories sometimes, too much danger, too many things it has to deal with. Tilly being turned into a mushroom while a giant meatball tries to eat Discovery. But that's not the real reason why we haven't podcast. I'll be honest, the Doctor, she's been falling out of grace a little bit with Discovery. She has not been as thrilled with it. But even more importantly than that, there came to be an impasse between the two of us over something very, very important to Star Trek. Jean-Luc Picard's hands. So 2 weeks ago, I tweeted to Kim, the Doctor, crewman, chief engineer Jason Macaras, and friend of the pod, Tony Caselli, and also Matt Stompy Thompson, a picture that I found on Twitter, not my own. I didn't come up with this. Someone saying that in the episode Lessons of Star Trek Next Generation, where Picard is playing the flute, his flute from the Inner Light, if you look closely at one of the, when he really gets into it, and he's playing like a duet with his, you know, soon-to-be girlfriend, you'll notice his hands look weird. And that's because, at least they were saying, it's not his hands. It's someone else's hands, someone who's a little more deft at playing the flute, a flautist, if you will. And I posted that, and everyone had a good chuckle, except for the Doctor. She didn't buy into this. She didn't think that those were not Jean-Luc Picard's at Patrick Stewart's hands. She thought they were his hands all the way through and through. And so we had a little bit of a text beef on it, and we kind of let it sit. And then I went down to San Diego on Saturday, actually on Friday, but on Saturday night, we had it out. We talked about it in the coffee shop called the Stotz on Park Boulevard, you'll hear. And we recapped it here. So this is a very, very short podcast. In fact, the whole thing I'm going to play for you is about 8 minutes long, and this is about almost half of that right now. But I want to give you the context. Before you listen to this podcast, go back to the sixth season, I believe, episode Lessons, Star Trek Next Generation, and watch the scene where Picard plays the duet with the girl, his girlfriend, who's also a piano player, a pianist, if you will, and watch his hands. And make your own decision whether or not those are actually his own hands and arms or someone else is playing it. And then come back here. Or, you know what you can also do? You can also check out our Facebook page, where I'll post that picture. I just want to talk about Star Trek Facebook page. And you can decide for yourself. This is, if you took all the episodes of Orville and all the episodes of Discovery and you put them all together, they would not amount to as much import to the entire franchise, Kelvin, Prime, or Canon, as Jean-Luc Picard's mysterious flouting hands. Trek FM doesn't deal with this. They're idiots. They are bowing to the pagan god that is Discovery and Orville. But you know what we do here? We dive into the big, big things. The big, meaty hands that are playing that flute that are not Patrick Stewart's. They're not Jean-Luc Picard's. They are someone else's. And we found out who they were. And we had to fight Kim Miller, the Doctor, to see if we could coerce her to believe that. Did we do it? I don't know. I do know, but you don't know. But 8 minutes from now, you might know. All right. So, I'm Mike McCafferty. I just want to talk about Star Trek. And every once in a while, you have to have a really... We had a debate here at Lestat's. Here on Park Avenue. San Diego, California. Park Boulevard in San Diego, California. We're talking about Picard's hands. In the episode Lessons, Picard plays the flute. But it's been long known as fact.
Jeez. He's already bending the facts.
No. That Picard didn't...
There is a theory that his hands are not his own, and it's a double playing the little flute.
I would accept that as an axiom.
So I'm here with the Dr. Kim Miller and Matt Stompy Thompson and my son Kiernan, who's delirious right now. It's 10:30 at night.
Not delirious. Hello, podcast. I'm Kiernan McCafferty.
Overcompensating.
You haven't
trained
him
well.
I'm very awake right now, if that's what you're asking.
Just slated for an audition there.
Yes, do that.
So it was posted recently on Reddit that Picard, his hands looked really, really weird, and that's because someone else was his hands in the episode Lessons, and Kim vehemently denied that. She believes that was completely wrong, and we had this kind of text battle where she challenged me over and over again, much to my chagrin and anger. And now here we were, and we watched it. And so, Matt, what is your belief on this now, having seen the footage?
Well, I go both ways on this, because I agree.
What? No.
No, wait. Now, listen to me.
So this is my podcast. You'll agree with me.
Arms length.
Hands length.
I don't know. I'm tired, too. I don't think it's his hands, because if you look at the posturing of his hands, for reference, see Back to the Future, when they're playing the guitar and his hands are like up there when he's melting away, it's not his hands. Although the very last cut, when I forget what the character, the woman that's playing the piano, what's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah. She's playing the piano, and then the very, very last cut of Patrick Stewart, you see him play like maybe a note or two, but it's a wider shot, and it's actually, I believe, it's his hands. The other shots aren't, because he's like leaning in, and my theory is that they're trying to get somebody to actually play the actual music that was there, since Patrick Stewart can't do that. Whether they did that or had to ADR it later, whatever, but that was the intent, I believe. Now, I that's what I believe, and you're not going to stop me. You will answer the question.
All right, so let's throw it to Kim. Kim, set the record straight.
Recording. I find the reasoning behind why he would need a stand-in to do his hands shaky, because they're saying that because Patrick Stewart does not know how to play the flute, that's why they hired a professional musician to play the flute. But I think it doesn't make sense, because he's playing an alien flute that, who says that there is an established, recognizable way to play this thing? Plus, it's not like he's playing music live on the set and he has to match something perfectly or perform something perfectly. So why would they go to all this trouble to bring in another person? Just to do fingering? Patrick Stewart, Royal Academy of Dramatic Art trained, he can't just pretend to play a flute.
Well, he's an actor, he's not a flutist.
Not a flautist.
But your point is well taken. I
understand that the hands do look funny, and if it's true that that's a stand-in, then I would be shocked, but I will accept it. But I will accept no other acceptable source than Patrick Stewart himself saying that that's what happened. Not Wikipedia, not Reddit.
She will only accept if Patrick Stewart comes by and admits the fact they're not his hands. Wikipedia and Reddit and boingboing.net.
I'm going to go on Wikipedia tonight and edit it, that article. And so it says, very Kim Miller sources. Is right.
Well, they said that Noel Webb was one of the hands, and you think that that's just an internet name.
He's probably...
Noel World Wide Web. Real
guy. I just think saying that, we have to bring in someone to realistically play the Resican flute. This means ridiculous.
But is the music real music, or is it made up music? It's not a real tune that they're playing?
Sure,
or is
music
it?
Was added later in post-production.
Well, I thought they were playing like Three Blind Mice or Frere Jacques or something like that, weren't they?
Frere Jacques! Patrick, you can't do that.
Well, no, because they were like riffing on some sort of song, I thought. And so, now Kiernan is the youngest. What do you think, buddy? Are they his hands? He's delirious right now. He doesn't know where he is.
He just blurted out, Ferengi.
I want to stay neutral.
What?
I want to stay neutral.
You don't want to hurt Kim's feelings or mine?
Yes. I am the No, that doesn't work. And then Maki aren't neutral. What's in the neutral zone?
I'm the Klingon
You're just
high.
The neutral zone. The neutrals. We are the neutrals. Our king is Noel Webb.
Tholian's Webb.
Tholian's Nolian's Webb.
Nolian Webb.
Now we're on to something.
Don't
now
get into the Nolian Webb.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Kim is not only she doesn't like this hand thing, she doesn't want us to podcast.
No.
She
when it's noisy, but Mike takes it personally that I am disagreeing with him on this.
But logic what? Dictates that you cannot prove anything unless it is actually seen. So if she wants Patrick Stewart to actually tell her that, that's a I can understand that.
Well, but isn't there like the you know shadow of a doubt kind of thing? Like we can't, yeah. We don't need to have all the evidence. I mean, we've all looked at it, and it looks like his arms are hideously long and distended from his body.
Not that exaggerated.
It kind of is, though. He looks like he's leaning in, and his arms are straight down, but then the arms are in a weird... Watch the last shot before it breaks away to the woman on the piano and then back to him again. And you'll see the difference.
I agree with that.
Yeah. All right. When Kieran is trying to play
like
the...
His hands are like this.
Here, you do
like
it now.
His shoulders kind of look like his head.
Oh, see?
All right, so this is really broken down into a lot of mime work here, which is really good for a podcast.
Take my class. It's theater 119 at Grossmont College.
But every once in a while, we got to have a little fun. We've been doing a lot of Discovery episodes. But this erupted in our little text messages. It vexed me. Because Kim was so adamantly opposing me. Yes, it made me feel less of a person.
Jeez.
And then it flared up again here at Lestat's.
Lestat's.
And so we watched the tape.
The measure of a man.
And the measure of a man is how well he can deride his friends and humiliate them on Park Boulevard outside Lestat's.
Your jewelry is as well, Dad.
You dirty my name when you speak it.
I brought down bigger men than you, Picard.
She was an alien, apparently. Matt's
impression.
Wait, really? I brought down bigger men.
Coming on high council.
Wait, she was an alien?
She wasn't. All right. Oh. All right, so we're all over the map here. Thank you so much. I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Matt Thompson.
I'm Kim Miller.
I'm Kieran McCafferty.
Did you get that?
You got the part.
And I just want to talk about
Star Trek.